Welcome to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar, a local show live on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. We invite you to call in with your questions or comments about how you or a friend can begin hearing better today. 324-1500 or toll free 1-800-259-1440. Now, here's your host, board certified in hearing instrument sciences, Drew Dollar.
Good morning, boys and girls. It is me. It's Drew Dollar. I'm here. This 806 come up on me awful fast this morning. Glad to be here. Glad you're out there and listening. I hope I won't bore you too much today. Got a new movie quote. Let's see if I can remember it. I'm happy wherever I am and whoever I'm with. I don't know that I said that exactly correct. I've got it posted on Facebook Live, and I'll tell you what, it's a good movie. I'll verify it during our first break, but if you can look online and see that quote and tell me the actor's name, it's good for $20 cold hard cash. But anyway, I'm happy wherever I am and whoever I'm with. So, and I'll verify that. I looked long and hard for one. I wanted to make it challenging, and there's no rules here, basically, but try to pull that one out of your, brain pan, if you will. Whoop, hitting the mic again. Pull that one out of your brain pan if you can. It's an older show, but, it was quite enjoyable. I liked watching it. And, I'll tell you this. I'm going to talk to you this morning about one thing that's always troubling to hearing devices, and that's batteries. And I'll tell you what, the little cells which go inside those instruments are quite amazing feats of technology. There's chemistry involved in that power generation. And those of you who are familiar with batteries know that you got a little sticky tape on there that that you pull off, and what you're doing is you're exposing the contents inside that cell, that battery, to oxygen for the first time. So now they're being aerated, if you will, by lifting that tape, and some amazing things are transpiring there. Chemistry, things are on fire now. You've started a fire, but I'm being kind of quite literal there, but in so being literal, you literally starting in the chemical reaction, which is going to generate power for the next, well, depending on the hearing device and the size of the battery, that's gonna carry your device. And that chemistry needs a little time to settle, and the manufacturers recommend you pull those tapes and you let the battery sit for about a minute before you actually put them in the device you're trying to power up. So the reason you're doing that is you want things to come up to proper voltage, and you want it to maintain a constant voltage. Now, here's the interesting part. The devices themselves are power hungry, and they are in a lot of cases. I have several that are competing for, they're the fastest computers on planet Earth today. I mean, literally, they are incredible pieces of computing power, and they are power intensive. So you want to make sure that you have a good quality battery. And you want to make sure that you follow that simple direction, letting those things sit a minute or so before you actually put them to work to let that power stabilize. And one of the biggest things, and I have people, I try to make sure my patients know, and we do at our office, manage our batteries very, very carefully. In fact, we get them sent to us directly. There's no time in transit. There's no time in storage. There's no time in the back of trucks other than what they do at the manufacturing facility, getting them to and from their vendors. And what we're saying to you is, those batteries, we want to keep them climate controlled. You do not want to store your batteries in a refrigerator. I still have folks that from time to time will surprise me and say, well, I keep them in my refrigerator. And wrong, that's not doing you or your batteries any good whatsoever. Good morning, Richard. Glad you're here, sir. I want you to know, guys, that if you buy your batteries in bulk, and a lot of these packs you get, they're quite a few batteries in one, try to know where you're getting them from and how they've been stored. Because if they've spent any time, whatsoever in the back of trucks to where the sun's beat down on them and the inside of trucks gotten hot and cool down, that type of thing, those temperature swings can spell disaster for those little miracles, those little zinc air cells. 10 years ago, it's been longer than that. It's been over a decade. The federal government mandated that they take the mercury out of those cells. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for the likes. Anybody listening out there, if you do watch us on Facebook, we really do appreciate the likes. Thank you. That makes us keep wanting to keep doing this thing because we do have folks out there talking. Good morning, Stetson. Glad you're watching, sir. Hey, we have that storage of those cells, I can't speak highly enough. They don't need to go in refrigerators. They don't need to spend any time in your vehicle. I'll have folks that'll buy them and they'll stay in their vehicle for a week or so. And that's another thing, man. If those temperatures spike up and you know on a bright sunshiny day, it gets so hot in a vehicle in short order. And it is those temperature swings that actually are not good for that little battery cell. So if you get them home, put them in a sock drawer. That's what I do with mine. They should go right in your sock drawer, and they'll last you just fine. Now, in May, West Monroe Hearing, we are located at 105 McMillan Road, but in May, May is better speech and hearing, hearing and speech month, if you will. Try to put the hearing first, isn't it? So I'm dealing with the hearing. Do know quite a few speech pathologists, and they are quite, in their effort, they are amazing folks, too. If you need to find you a good speech pathologist, if you're having trouble, I know I've had several friends that's had to utilize what they do, and they are quite good at what they do. And I don't understand all that they do, but I just say in May it's better hearing and speech month. And I'm sure if you're a speech language pathologist, it's better speech and hearing month. So either way you go, either way you decide to say that, batteries are on sale at West Monroe Hearing, and we do that every May for our patients. And what I've got my patients doing is trying to buy their batteries there in bulk for the year, and that way they're guaranteed of how those batteries have been stored. I've gone in some big box stores, and I mean, if you're buying batteries in those, and sometimes I know it's hard, you get caught out and you need batteries on the fly, if you will. Just make sure you're looking at those batteries, because I've actually pulled them off the car. I'm pulled the cards off the little displays, and there is corrosion already started in that container, that battery container. So I'm here to tell you that's direct result of improper storage. So watch the batteries you're getting, because can you imagine spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever it is, for really good hearing devices, and then you're going to put a corroded battery inside that little device? And I don't think so. Batteries need attention. Now, the name of the day show, we're going to talk about charge or replace. Recharge or replace, I think I put on there. And that is important to kind of, I mean, we have some really good technologies out there. The lithium ion technology, they have really come a long way. And, I mean, there's one manufacturer in particular I'm aware of. I mean, they're boasting a 30-hour runtime on a single charge. And that's incredible. I mean, if you think about it. And another thing that this company does, it's GN Resound, a Danish company. They not only are they boasting that 30 hours, but they have an onboard battery charging system, which means if you place your batteries inside that little container and you're not hooked up to power, you've got up to three different full recharges in that container. So what's cool about that, if you think about it in a 30-hour runtime, and you're going to use maybe half of that in a normal day, you've got a week or better of power without having to be hooked up to any electrical outlet. Now, why that's, you know, why I can see the functionality of that, if I know I'm heading to the deer camp, I'm going to be there for 2 or 3 days, and I may be in the woods, spending a lot of time in the woods, well, shoot, I don't have to do without my devices because, I mean, I've got power wherever I go. And so the technology is good. There's, I'm not going to back up from that. Now, me personally, good morning, James. Glad you're here. Traveling in Waco, just be safe out there, brother. What I want you to do is just think of it in terms of, you know, for me, I'm a battery guy. I like to have batteries in my pocket. I like to carry a set with me. So if I run out of juice, I can just grab a battery and put it in there. And, I mean, no harm, no foul. Of course, I pull the tape and let it wait a minute. We covered that earlier, but have the battery ready to go in a moment's notice. So, I mean, I feel comfortable doing that. The little rechargers aren't very big, probably 3-inch rectangle by maybe 1.25 inches wide. I don't know. It's not maybe 2.5 inches tall, very small. But at the same time, it's just something else to carry in my bag. And I don't know how many hunters we got out there, but I don't know about y'all, but I got enough stuff in my bag. I got so many things now. It's kind of, and don't forget the munchies. I got to have my munchies when I'm out there. Beef jerky. It's beef jerky time. Hey, that would be a good quote. I bet everybody'd get that one. But anyway, we do have a good movie quote. Look online, see what that is exactly. I put it on there. I typed it, and I'm still having trouble saying it. I'm happy wherever I am and wherever I go. So that's what I'm recollecting out of my feeble mind. So if you know what movie that came from, got $20 cold hard cash to add to it. If also you can give me the actor's name. But if not, it's $10 prize if you know the quote. Give me the actor's name, I'll double it. There's $20 on the line. Hey, Greg, if you're out there, last week you won $30 in our prize, and we still have your envelope with your name on it at our front. He didn't pick it up, and I'm going to give him a couple more weeks now because, you know, this time people could be out getting their deer camps ready and all that, so I know time is precious. So I don't know why I missed you this week, but there is an envelope, and Greg won $30 last week in the movie quote. He guessed Tremors. Nobody handles trash better than we do. But anyway, he won $30 knowing what movie I was quoting there. Hey, let's see. Is it time for a break yet? Well, guys, we're going to head to break, and I'll see you back here in just a few minutes.
Loved ones become frustrated in conversations with you and say, I have to repeat myself over and over. Does the thought of wearing a hearing device make you feel old? Did you feel that way when your vision was corrected? Stop keeping yourself looking old by not hearing properly. At West Monroe Hearing Healthcare Center, we can help you hear your best life. Make the call and receive a complete hearing assessment for only $125. Then you can evaluate today's hearing devices for free. Call us today at 605-3321. That's 605-3321.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
If you've got hearing problems, chances are we can solve them. We want to get you back to life and living again with family and friends. Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Everything sounding distant are parts of common. portion's missing. We want to make it perfectly clear so you can begin living again.
Better hearing here,
better living
is waiting here for you.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Now, we return live to our local show, Better Hearing with Drew Dollar, on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. Join the show by calling 324-1500 or toll-free 1-800-259-1440. Now, back to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.
Good morning, boys and girls. I am back. And note to self, if you're going to put movie quotes out there, you better be able to quote them. And sorry, I did it on the fly this morning. Traffic, I don't know who else got caught up in the traffic this morning. That was, wow. Glad I made it. But anyway, if you're going to make movie quotes, you ought to be able to quote your quote. So this is the exact quote. I always have a wonderful time wherever I am, whoever I'm with. It's a really good show. I hope that's the exact quote. I'm sorry for the confusion this morning, but it is. I always have a wonderful time wherever I am, whoever I'm with. So I got it now, but I'm sorry. I never said I was bright, so never been accused of that. But anyway, I was on the fly. I was kind of upset from the traffic, and a lot of stuff's happening out there, guys. I hope y'all are safe. I hope you get to work on time, but just be careful. Traffic was a booger bear this morning. I'm here to tell you that it was interesting, to say the least. Anyhow, glad to make it. Glad JR's here to keep me straight. And we're gonna keep bringing this show to you. Talking about bringing this show, if you like the show, if you'd like to advertise on it, those breaks could be yours. We could do segments. We could mention your business online. I'm going to do some free gratis plugs today, and it's going to have to do, everybody knows my deer stand got squashed this year by a big old oak tree. But anyway, good story to that. The root ball and the branches themselves really didn't completely destroy it. It kind of split like a banana. And what's really cool is I have a few little supports to replace, and I will have to rebuild the floor. But long story short, that deer stand's going to see action this year. It'd take more than an oak tree to kill that deer stand. So long story short, we've got some really good natural cover in the branches of that tree, and we're going to set that thing and get it back to stalking them deer here just shortly. But for free plugs, we're going to do one out. I can't wait to go pick up. Got all my, good morning, Anita. We got all of your, all the food plots are, I don't know who my hunter's out there, but maybe y'all can relate. Got all my food plots cut. I'm going by West Feed Mill here in a bit, and I'm going to pick up my Buckmasters, and I'm going to get out there and broadcast and cover, and with this nice little rains we've been having, it ought to be ready to rock and roll here shortly. So looking forward to a productive food plot. But anyway, watching them critters is kind of what I live for now. Thank you, James. We have a lot of hunters in the area, and if anybody's following on Facebook, I know we've got sound gear. We've got products also from Westone on the hearing enhancement, and also your hearing protection. If you are struggling with hearing, you're already dealing with noises or ringing in your ears, you really don't need, especially this time of the year, if you are an avid hunter, you're going to want to get some ear protection. We've got them on sale. Sound Gear's got a really good deal now, $125 off on the little electronic one size fits all. They have several different rubber pieces that go in the ear. The little electronic components are replaceable in those inserts so you can get the size you need and get the attenuation you're looking for. But maybe before the ducks show up and you want to hear all the whispering, they'll allow that information to be enhanced so you get all the stuff in the blind. But when the shooting starts, you have some good earnest attenuation. Now, that environment, I'm going to learn a little bit more about it this year. I'm not a duck hunter, but I've got a boat ready and got the blind set up. Grass should be ready sometime soon to help disguise the blind. We're looking forward to learning about that. But I do know you need a fair bit of protection. Now, I've got to say headsets, and I've been using the Power Muff Quads. I like them. The only problem, they're a Walker product. Only thing is they're made in China. So I am looking for a different setup now. People that know me know that I'm going to try my best to support American companies. I'm not going to buy Chinese and wherever I can help it. Unfortunately, until I find a suitable replacement, they've got digital Power Muffs. And why I like the Power Muff Quads are because they have a separate knob on them. It's called AFT, adjustable frequency tuning. And they, for those of us with high frequency hearing loss, it really does give an exaggerated high frequency response. So we do have some and enjoy some really nice enhancement based on my preference. I adjust that knob how I like it. Which for me is pretty much full on, and I am hearing all the little twigs break and the squirrels and the birds. I mean, I'm literally, I've said this before, got a couple armadillos. I don't shoot armadillos, especially during deer season, and the thing is they sound like a little tank coming through there. You know, I'm sitting up there in a stand and that little armadillo, man, he's coming through the woods, and he sure sounds like a tank coming through there. But anyway, I hear really good, but when the shooting starts, I have the best attenuation that I can enjoy with a headset, and I'm enjoying the enhancement when there's no shooting. So if I'm in that duck blind or in a tree stand or in my tree blind, I'm in my big ground blind, I tell you, it's nice to be able to hear. Anyhow, we were talking about batteries to recharge or to replace. Let's talk about cost there. Cost or relative battery consumption, buying at a good price. I know that for me, I'm using about $60, maybe $65 a year in battery consumption. So it's not a large amount of money, but it is something you need to be aware of if you're using devices. What should I be paying for batteries? Depending on your hearing loss, the amount of power required to correct your loss, that type of thing. The size of the battery, it's all about size, because as we learned earlier this morning, the little vessel itself or the little cell itself is holding chemistry, and you open that tape up and expose that cell to oxygen. The size, how much chemistry is in that cell is directly related to how long that cell will last. So the smaller the battery, the less power or less length of power. So if you use a 10A battery, you're going to have a very quick change time, usually about 3 days. Some, depending on power, which I don't recommend those for power fits, but I do have folks that use them. And when you're using consumption, or using power, it's not uncommon to only get 2 days. If I'm using a size 312 battery, depending on power needs, in today's advanced circuitry, I'm usually getting 6 days, 5-6 days usually. Depending on streaming too, today's devices connect to your iPads, your iPhones, your Android products, or little multiplexers. Anytime you're hooking up your devices to other devices, you can expect that you're engaging another radio, in this case a Bluetooth radio. And the advanced products have two radios. Not only are they Bluetoothing to other devices, the radios have, the instruments have radios that communicate with each other, sending data to each of the devices. So interestingly enough, the more advanced features you got, more power you use, it tends to make sense. And then it falls back to the hearing loss itself. What are we trying to help with? Do we need a lot of power? And a lot of folks out there need a lot of power. So, power requirements, size of battery really adds up to what it's going to cost you. But say worst case scenario, I'll get 5 days out of a device. Go ahead and do the math, 365 divided by 5. That'll give you how many cells you're going to go through in an instrument. And you have to double that because you have two instruments. And then look at the cost of your batteries. That's going to tell you exactly what that cost will be. And May is a good time to buy them, like I said, but we always have prices. We're very competitive on our prices. Thank you for the likes, and thank you for watching this morning. I always have a wonderful time wherever I am, whoever I'm with. So there's our quote today, guys. There's 20 bucks online, so if you know that quote, please give us a call here at 1-800-259-1440 or 318-324-1500. We have a good movie there. It's an older show, but I think there's going to be somebody out here who's going to get it. I always have a wonderful time wherever I am, whoever I'm with. Give me the name of the movie, and if you know the actors, well, we'll know the actor's name, but his character, who he played in that movie, you'll earn $20 cold hard cash. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare, we are located at 105 McMillan Road. Batteries are part of the equation, but I'm here to tell you there's a lot to try to get you hearing as acutely well as you can, and at West Monroe Hearing, that is our mission. We want each and every patient not only hearing sound, but understanding what it is that's being said. It's something to hear noise, but you also want the appropriate fittings that you will hear and understand in a varied settings. So, you know, you can hear pretty good and quiet. It's kind of easy to make that occur. Most patients don't tend to struggle that much in quiet. There are those that do, don't get me wrong. But then you add noise into the equation, and man, all bets are off at that point. And if that sounds familiar to you or a loved one, just let them know at West Monroe Hearing, we love to demonstrate what it is that we are talking about. So, you know, y'all are hearing the commercials out there. If you'd like to try, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. We find out if we can find the solution that fits your needs, whether it's budgetary or whatever it is, we're going to try to find what you need to get you hearing as acutely well in as many situations as we can. And that's our job. That's what we want. We want each and every one of our patients to hear as well as they can. And we're going to do whatever we can to make that happen. Let's see. I guess it is time for that second break now. So we're going to head off and, you guys give us a call and, talk to you in a minute.
Loved ones become frustrated in conversations with you and say, I have to repeat myself over and over. Does the thought of wearing a hearing device make you feel old? Did you feel that way when your vision was corrected? Stop keeping yourself looking old by not hearing properly. At West Monroe Hearing Healthcare Center, we can help you hear your best life. Make the call and receive a complete hearing assessment for only $125. Then you can evaluate today's hearing devices for free. Call us today at 605-3321. That's 605-3321.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
If you've got hearing problems, chances are we can solve them. We want to get you back to life and living again with family and friends. Better hearing. everything sounding distant. Are parts of conversations missing? We want to make it perfectly clear so you can begin living again.
Better hearing here,
better living
is waiting here for you.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Now, we return live to our local show, Better Hearing with Drew Dollar, on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. Join the show by calling 324-1500 or toll-free 1-800-259-1440. Now, back to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.
You're back. I'm back. We're trying to find somebody to win our movie quote today. I always have a wonderful time wherever I am, whoever I'm with. So if you know that, got $20 cold hard cash for you this morning. 1-800-259-1440 or 324-1500 is a local number. Now, we're talking about batteries and power consumption to recharge or replace, that kind of thing. But hey, if you have a question, call those numbers. Love to have you ask a question. We've got a nice AM/FM tuner and built inside a headset. Is your special gift to asking us a question this morning. So we, along with the movie quote, we do have the gift of a AM/FM tuner and a attenuating headset. So you can listen to your favorite hearing prognosticator there while you're doing your yard work this morning or whatever, using your headset. So, they're pretty cool. I used to use mine. I had one, that I used to use in motocross racing. Most of the tracks, they would have their own broadcast from the booth there calling the races. So that's how I would keep up with, what moto, who was racing and kept up with the chronology of when I needed to be at the, staging for the start, that type of thing. But anyway, there's a lot of uses to those and they would be your free gift if you have a hearing related question this morning. Or you can just call up and just tell us what's on your mind. As long as it's G rated, we're okay with that. We do have a kill button, if you will. So if you got to keep things G-rated, this is the radio, and could be small kids and animals might be listening. So we really want to be G-rated here. So anyhow, long story short, is we are glad to be here. We have some really nice turn of event in the weather. I don't know if anybody else is liking the rain. I know down south in Lake Charles Way, they're probably not liking rain and such, but I'm here to tell you that we've just really been blessed with this moisture here. That movie quote again for y'all is, I always have a wonderful time wherever I am, whoever I'm with. So sorry about the confusion on that this morning, but there is the quote, and I'm really pleading and begging for you guys to give me a call this morning because I need something. You can only talk so long about batteries, but if you are buying batteries from the big box stores, just make sure, look at those cells before you put them in your devices, because you don't want to introduce corrosion into your hearing device. And that's just common sense. And I mean, that is a big problem with hearing devices. So it's not just, it's very common that occurs. So, spend a lot of our time in the cleaning. We do a lot of hearing device cleanings. Speaking of that, hearing instruments should be cleaned about every 2 months. We should always get them cleaned if we want them to work effectively. Daily dirt, dust, debris, sweat, you name it, and it really does affect the performance. So getting them professionally cleaned every couple of months is imperative to keep your hearing good. And if you think about it this way, the effectiveness of your devices when compromised, it usually kind of rolls on slow, just like a hearing loss itself will come on gradually, and all of a sudden you'll realize, well, heck, I'm just not hearing. And, of course, we should have had them cleaned a month or so ago. But anyhow, not trying to beat a dead horse here. I just want you to know that we want to keep them clean because we want them working effectively well for you. And to do that, it does take about 5 to 7 minutes of your time. Come by the office. Tell them you heard me talking about it. If you're not a patient, put me to the test. Say, hey, I heard you on the radio. I'd like my instruments cleaned. I'll do it for you. Complimentary if you tell them you didn't heard me on the radio, and we'll get them clean, and you'll see for yourself the difference that makes. And for those who use our service regularly, they know. They'll tell you. Yeah, it makes a huge difference in the effectiveness. If you think about the way the microphones are made, and basically with a tin can with a small thin strip of Teflon in it, and that thing will get a little dust and debris, and it doesn't take much to dampen the effectiveness of the microphone. And there's lots of little parts and pieces, so the cleaning regimen we do really does make a world of difference in the effectiveness of that device. So that being said, come by. I'll do it for free. I'll put my money where my mouth is. Just tell them you heard me talking about the cleanings on the radio, and I'll do it for you, and then you'll see. I know what I'm talking about when it comes. Heck, I have to do mine more. Hey, we say we recommend every 2 months, right? Well, I'm just a mess, you know. Ask my wife. I do dirty things. I'm out in the woods. I'm sawing, discing, cutting, you name it. I rode a lawnmower I'm just in the mess. So long story short is I need to clean mine about every week or so. I mean, it's that bad. I also produce a good bit of cerumen, and that also has its own, let's say dampening effects. So, that is probably the number one reason hearing instruments are not doing their job is our own ear canal and the production and the abundance of earwax in that canal. Don't know how many ears I cleaned last week. I clean them regularly. When I say cleaning, I don't want y'all to get the wrong idea. Earwax is your friend. We want earwax in our ear. Earwax is a sign of a properly functioning ear. In fact, the absence of earwax is a huge detriment to the system. So we want the wax in our ear, and that's why we recommend, and my mama always told me, don't stick anything smaller than your elbow in your ear. And that's because we don't want to mess with the production system and the extrication. We have a layer of keratin that emanates from the tympanic area, and it drives debris out of our ear, and that's the way our ear should clean. We should take during our bath or shower, we should take a warm washcloth and wipe the external portion of the ear, but we should never impede that ear if we can help it. Now, with hearing devices, hey, we're already doing what I said we should and ought to do. And I know that sounds like I'm a hypocrite, but it's important to hear. So we do make entrance into that canal on most hearing instrument fittings. So that being said, here I am doing what I said I shouldn't, but I know I have to use that area to provide the amplification to help people hear as best they can. So sometimes the production and the excavation there, if you will, of earwax out of the ear is causing problems with using the devices. So therefore, that's another big reason that it's good to have a professional that knows what he's doing. JR, we got a phone call there. I want you to know that there's so many things that can hamper successful use of a hearing device, and I also want you to know that we are addressing them constantly. We hear them constantly, and that's our job. We want to, not only do we want to get you hearing as good as you can, we want to keep you hearing good. Because you can't sporadically wear devices. You need to make them part of your person. They need to be used from the moment, from the moment you get cleaned after in the morning and put them on after you got everything, your hair set and all, and then ready to keep them on until the last thing you take off at night. That's what we want. We do have, something here that, JR is going to get me straight here in just a second. What do we got, JR? Is it a question or is it a response?
It's an answer to the trivia.
Oh, here he is. He knows. He watches too many movies. He's really good at. Good morning, Richard. What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here listening to your show. I have the answer to Kevin Bacon and Tremors too, but I couldn't get through on the phone. We had our bad circuits down here for a while. Anyways, I think I got the answer to this one.
All right, tell me what movie.
I believe it was Harvey.
Yep, that's one. And what was the actor's character's name?
Oh, the character?
Yeah.
I thought you said the actor.
Well, we know the actor, but I did say the character he portrayed. If you know that, you can double it up right quick. Do I give him time to Google that? All right, Richard.
I can't remember his name.
Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway, because you are a consistent contributor. It was Elwood P. Dodd. And Dodge. Actor who is?
I was thinking Dodge, and I was like, Dodge, no. Okay.
All right. And the actor's name is?
James Stewart.
And you know, there's some really neat trivia with Mr. Stewart. He was quite a decorated veteran.
Yes.
You knew that about him, I'm sure.
Yes, I do. Follow all my veterans.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate your service, Richard, and we got 20 hard. I'll put that in the mail to you, and we'll get you $20 and.
I tell you what, Drew, give it to the next caller that calls in.
All right. Well, look at there. Richard has done bolstered the thing. So if we get a question this morning, we'll have a headset and $20 trivia. So that's very kind of you, Richard. You the man.
I just like answering questions.
All right. Well, look, how's the weather out there? Y'all hot?
It's actually beautiful out here. Well, beautiful to an Arizonan means that it's down in the low hundreds.
Low hundreds. All right. Well, stay cool. Hug Chantel for me, and we'll see you guys soon one day, I hope. In fact, I'm going to try to make a trip out west somewhere towards the end of October, so maybe we can get close enough we can visit.
Anytime, Drew.
All right, Richard. Thanks for your call. All right, guys, we're heading off to break. You heard it. You got 10 minutes. You could win a headset and $20 for the caller with the hearing-related question this morning. We'd love to talk to you.
The loved ones become frustrated in conversations with you and say, I have to repeat myself over and over. Does the thought of wearing a hearing device make you feel old? Did you feel that way when your vision was corrected? Stop keeping yourself looking old by not hearing properly. At West Monroe Hearing Healthcare Center, we can help you hear your best life. Make the call and receive a complete hearing assessment for only $125. Then you can evaluate today's hearing devices for free. Call us today at 605-3321. That's 605-3321.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
If you've got hearing problems, chances are we can solve them. We want to get you back to life and living again with family and friends. Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Everything sounding distant, are parts of conversations missing? We wanna make it perfectly clear, so
hearing problems.
Now, we return live to our local show, Better Hearing with Drew Dollar, on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. Join the show by calling 324-1500 or toll-free 1-800-259-1440. Now, back to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.
We're back, and we've had the trivia response answered, but Richard has donated it to the next caller. So if you have a hearing-related question, we'd sure love to have you. So we've got a headset and $20, and there is time to take a call. So I want you to know that we love questions. It gets me talking, and anybody that knows me knows that I know I can talk when I need to talk. So and hopefully, if you stump me, heck, I'd even double that up, because if I don't know the answer to the question you pose, I'll have to say I'll have to get an answer for you, and I can do it. My begging and pleading and groveling looks like I have got somebody giving me a call, so I'm really happy to do that. All right, let's see who this is. So now we have something to talk about. Who do we got? Hey, we got Steve in Monroe. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Steve. What's your question for us this morning?
The question I have is, it doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes, like if I'm laying down or sleeping or what have you, when I get up, sometimes one of my ears, usually the one that's toward the pillow, will kind of be muffled. And, and it seems like, several hours later, that ear will just open up. I just wonder if that's an indication of a problem down the road or something.
Well, it sounds to me, now this is just me, and without any other information, and I don't want to make you think I'm Karnak or anything, but what it sounds like to me, especially since you're talking about the pillow, the ear laying against the pillow, you may have an abundance of cerumen or earwax in your ear, and as we lay there, it may actually occlude or close off, which would give you that muffled sound. I routinely see ears that are totally blocked with cerumen, and as soon as we open those up, I mean, it's like, oh, I can hear again. So that right. would be the first thing that I would suggest you look at. You called in this morning, you actually hit the mother load. Richard donated $20 to the next caller, so you're already, we will have your name with an envelope at the front desk there. We also have a hearing related question. You can attend your headset. I'll also say while you're there, let's look in your ear. I have a video, a little microscope basically, that shows the results on a monitor, so you'll see what we see, and let's just look and see if there's an abundance of debris in your ear. We'll sure be glad to do
That's
that
great.
For you. Do you know where we're located, Steve?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Steve, appreciate your phone call this morning. Like I said, you hit the mother load on that one. You'll get your ear looked at and have a headset with a radio in it and $20 cash, courtesy of Richard from Arizona. So,
great. I appreciate it, Drew.
Thank you for your call, sir. All right. Now, that's how it's done. Now, I don't know about y'all, but, hey, that's man, it pays to look. Now, I honestly hope, with all sincerity, I hope we're putting out information that people can use. And I think one of the biggest things we covered today on the batteries, the use and care of your devices is critical. Putting in fresh, clean, non-corrosive cells into your hearing devices are important. And hey, cerumen is a good component of a properly functioning ear. I don't want y'all to think of earwax. And in fact, earwax has the wrong in mindset in folks' a lot of people's mind. They think it has something to do with hygiene. And I'm telling you, the presence of earwax in your ear has nothing at all to do with cleanliness. It is the component of a properly functioning ear, and I want you to know earwax is your friend, and you're not doing yourself any favors whatsoever putting a Q-tip in there and trying to get that out. The Q-tips, when I'm going to say Q-tip, let's say cotton swab. I'm not going to sit there and single out a product. You don't want to put cotton swabs or bobby pins or oh, let's see, what else, of keys, erase. I mean, you don't want to put things jamming in the ear. One, a cotton swab has an abrasive quality to it, and you heard me talking about a keratin layer that should emanate from our eardrum and carry debris out of our ears and deposit it in the contra or the bowl of the ear. Now that's the way the ear should work. But when I impede, especially with a cotton swab, that thing acts just like sandpaper, and it will dislodge, oftentimes remove, because people get a little vicarious. Madonna set us back for years. Ooh, that feels so good. Yeah, it may feel good, but you're not doing yourself any favors by doing that little artifact. The next thing that comes out of people's mouth, well, what do I do after a shower? Well, think of it in terms it's a mindset. The ear canal goes forward towards your eyes and then up. It basically, gravity is going to keep water from down in your ear. So don't use a cotton swab. Earwax is your friend. It's supposed to be in there. It does some functions for us that we're not going to cover here today. That'll be in a later show. But earwax needs to be in that ear canal. So don't, please, please, please don't stick things in your ear trying to get that out. It has nothing at all to do with hygiene. Now, I hope I didn't beat that one to death, but I just want you to know earwax is your friend. It's nothing that needs to be removed unless it's causing problems with your hearing devices. And then what's nice is we use a camera. StarMed, it is a wonderful product. We have a 2.7 millimeter ocular shaft, the smallest camera. We have curettes that were designed to work with these cameras, and we go in that ear and we only remove what's necessary for the functioning of the hearing devices. But as I say, we want earwax in an ear. Having earwax is a sign of a healthy ear, and it has nothing, and I repeat, nothing to do with hygiene. So if you're using cotton swabs or anything else, oh, cool. Hey, John, thanks for listening, man. He didn't know that. So there we go. We're putting out this information. We want you guys to get the facts, and I just don't know what else to do but talk about it, because this is the ideal time for us. Every Monday from 8 to 9 o'clock, we're here. We're talking about better hearing. Steve did good. Richard answered our trivia, but we've got 2 minutes left to go, and we're going to just count our blessings that we had a good show. We had anybody remembers Harvey? That was a great show. Another one to revisit if you hadn't seen Harvey in a while. That one's good to watch. Makes me smile every time I watch the antics of James Stewart. Anyway, let's see. West Monroe Hearing, we are a local source for better hearing. And there is a difference between getting a hearing device and hearing better. And I want you to know that we're all about hearing better. We are located at 105 McMillan Road. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We don't take a lunch. So if you need a cleaning, stop by. Say you heard me talking about your cleanings, and your first cleaning will be complimentary because you said you heard me talking about it on the air. Love to do that for you. Got 1 minute to go, so our office hours again, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4, Friday, 8 a.m. to noon. Now, if that doesn't work with your schedule, call us, and we will plan around your schedule, because it is your schedule that's important to us, and we'll do what we can to accommodate you. Hey, we'll see you guys next week at 8:06 every Monday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.